We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph, and we are continuing our explanation about the Mishnah on Chof Chesam Beis. There the Mishnah said that someone who took a baguette, folded it up, and he didn't light it yet, he didn't practice lighting yet, but he made it into a wick. So there was two things. Rabbi Eliezer says, first of all, it's Tamei, and second of all, you're not Madlik. You can't use it for Hadlakas Neira. So Rabbi Kiva said, it's Tahayra, it's not Tamei anymore, because you mevatel it from being a baguette, and you also could be Madlik with it. So there's two Machlekesim, really. If it's Tamei or Tar, and if you're allowed to be Madlik. And the Gemara, in the first Pshat, said that they're really Tali Zevazen in some way, really, that the Machlekes is if folding something makes it not a baguette. And since it is a baguette according to Rabbi Eliezer, therefore, you can't light with it because the problem of muksa, like we learned. The Gemara now says a new mahalach. Rava Amar. That the machlekes tamei or tahar is if kipul a baguette, folding a baguette, and making it into a wick makes it ois baguette. Does it lose its shame baguette? So the Mandiyama, Rabbi Yezer says, Tameya holds its Tame, didn't lose the shame baguette, because I could open it up, and the Rekiva holds its Tar. There's not a machlekes. If I could use this to be Madlik on Shabbos, what's the Bira machlekes? Rav Amar, I had no time with Rabbi Yezer, why you can't be Madlik. Lefish ain't Madlik me psila, she'ena mechurechas. You're not allowed to light with a psila that's not burnt first. Levisar mtutim, she'ena mechurechim. And not with handkerchiefs, type of wicks made of handkerchiefs that are not burnt before, because doesn't light well. That's what Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Kiva argues on that. And Shulchan Aruch actually brought down, Reish Samach Dal, Siv Test, the Mechaber brings down, the Ramah brings down, that the minig is that even though we don't have to do it, but the minig is to light the candles first. I saw in the Dirshu Mishbura, wrote down the Chazinish, says the Chazinish was not Noyeg Azai, and the reason is since our wicks light well without it, therefore, you don't have to do it. But according to Ramah, it seems like you would have to do it. But they speak out, even if you don't do it, it's still the mitzvah of the man to light, set up the candles. Bal Kaponim, the machlekes over here is, do you have to light the candles first to start it off or not? That's machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. That's besides the machlekes if it's Tomei or not. Right, the Gemara, Ella, Halotan Rav Yosef, Shalish, Al Shalish, Mishum Samas, Lai Hilchasa. Rav Yosef had a braisa that said that we're talking about a baguette that's exactly 3x3. So what's in a geya? Bishlam before we explained that the reason why it says it was 3x3 muntzum tzomais was because they teach us that that's where the machlaikas is, because the minute it starts burning, it becomes less and it becomes not a beged anymore and it becomes noilat. But now that we're learning, there's nothing to do with that. So why? What's pshat in this price? So what is the price talking about when it says shalosh shalosh muntzum tzomais? You never need a beged, doesn't have to be exactly 3x3. It could be more than 3x3. So what does this mean? So the Gemara means something else. The Indian tumah. It means the gavur the halacha that 3x3 at spoys. So the kabbal tumah. There's machlokes about it. The Tanai, we went to the Mishnah and Kalim. Shalosh shalosh amru. That we said, let's say by negoim, by tzemar or pishtim, we said that the sheer tumah is 3 at spoys by 3 at spoys. It means chutzman hamilal. The beged has to be 3x3 at spoys. Besides for the border, it has a border around it. Why? Because we use this for a patch. So the patch has to overlap a little bit. So there needs a little border to attach it to the rest. The patch itself that's doing the patching has to be 3x3. Divi Rav Shimon. Chomer Mino, Shalosh or Shalosh Mechavar. It's going to be exactly Shalosh or Shalosh, and that's enough. And even though it doesn't have, besides, even if you include the border in that, that's enough. That's enough of a shear. And that's what this Bryce is teaching us, that when we say always shalosh shalosh, it means mitzvah samais. It's enough if it's exactly 3x3. It doesn't have to be a little bit more than 3x3, because it could be 3x3x3 even if it doesn't have a border. Omrav Yehuda Omrav. Now, once we mention Noilat, we have a little Gemara about Noilat. Omrav Yehuda Omrav. Masikim bekelim. Rav said over machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, and Rav Yehuda holds masikim bekelim on yontif. You're allowed to take kelim and use it for firewood. Wooden kalim, ve'im asikim shivri kalim. But if it broke on yontif, you cannot use that kalim for firewood. It's so convenient, it's broke, I can use the firewood. No, because it's noilad. Started off the yontif as a kalim, and now turn to firewood, that's muksa according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon holds its mutter. And Rav actually holds like Rav Yehuda. Kamavuyer in the Gemara before, Daf Yitessan Abayis, Tosis brings it down. Rav actually passed like Rav Yehuda. But in any case, Rav brings up a machlekes here, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, regarding Masikim Mekalim. And he brings another two cases, that's machlekes Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda. Same idea. Masikim v'tamarim, you're allowed to use dates to make a fire on Yom Tov. Aklan, if you ate it, and then you were left with a pit, you can't use the pits for firewood. Why not? Because that's Nailad. Because it started off as a date, and now it's a pit, and that's called Nailad, according to Rav Yehuda. And Rav Shimon holds, it's mutter, it's no problem. A third case, Masikim Be'egoizim, you take walnuts, you light a fire with the walnuts, but Achlon, if you ate it, Ein Masikim Be'klipaseim, you can't light a fire with its klipa, with its shell. Did Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon Mata, the same reason, because until now it was a walnut, now it's a klipa, now it's just a shell by itself, and that's called Noilad, and you cannot use it. Vetricha. And Rav had to teach us all three cases of Machlekes. Diyash bin Kamayis, he just told me the first one. By he come Rav Yehuda, by there you understand Rav Yehuda calls it Noilad. Why? Meshum de Mikara Kli, by beginning it started off as a Keli, and Vahashto Shava Kli, now it's a broken Kli, now it's firewood, so I understand it's Noilad. Vahavle Noilad. Va'aser. Aval Tamarim. But dates, the Mikara Garina, and the whole time the pit was in there. Vahashto Garina and Amos Shafadami. Maybe it should be good. Maybe it shouldn't be Noilad. Kamash Malon, it's Noilad. Why? Because, you know, now it's separated from the... now it's a separate thing by itself, the pit. V'yash minon, garinon. We stand there, change. Why? By the beginning it was covered. Havaminon, demikara, mach zahayim. Beginning it was covered. V'hashto nagali, now it's uncovered. So something changed in the pit. Aval klipe agoizin, the shell of the walnuts, the peel of the walnuts. The Mikar Megalu, you see it the whole time. So what changed? Hashem Megalu, Eimer Shapadav is not called Noilad. Tzricha. Kamash Blon, it's still called Noilad. It's looking up, until now it's called a walnut, now it's called a klipa, and that makes it into a walnut. And that makes it into a Noilad. Zog the Gemara, Vahod the Rav, this thing that we said, Vashem Rav, that the pits of the Tamarim that you ate on Yontif is called Noilad, is not the Farish. We know Rav holds, like Tosfos speaks out, he holds like Rav Yehuda, and therefore by Kalim, Shivrei Kalim, which is a first of Rav Yehuda, that we know he holds like Rav Yehuda, and there it's also to use Shivrei Kalim on Yontif because of Noilad. But this that he said, even pits, this is Lava Ferish Itma. It's not a first of Rav telling us that that's Rav Yehuda Shita. We learned that from a story, and the story is not clear at all. What was the story? The Rav Achol Tamri, Rav was eating one time, he's eating dates. And he threw the shells into the fire. The fire there, Rashi stoops out what the fire was. Either it was like a oven, or it was like a little fireplace that they burnt tiles in there. But he threw it into the fire. Amli Rav Chia, Rav Chia asked Rav, Bar Pachsi, he calls him Ben Gedolim, the son of Gedolim, connected with Yontif Aser. You should know that on Yontif, this thing will be Aser. Why? Because of Noilad. And Rav didn't answer. Shtika kayada. So that's where we learned from there that Rav holds that even Garine Tamarim are called Noilad. And it's also called Noilad. But the Gemara is a Suffolk, really. Kibla Vene or Leika Vene. Was he Makabal or not Makabal? We're not sure. Toshim Alas Trevim Garaya. Dichi also Rav Lebavel Ocho Tamri. One time on Yontiv, Rav was on Bavel. He's eating dates. Vishal Dekashis Lechevarsa. He threw the pits to the behemoths. So what do you see? It's not, if it's Noilad, it would be Muksa. He wouldn't throw it to the behemoths. My lab is also talking about the type of dates that when you finish eating the date, there is no pieces of fruit left on the pit. And then it's Mamash Muksa. And it comes out like Kibble. It was not Makabal because there was no problem. He wasn't worried about Noilad. It wasn't worried about Noilad at all. He was not worried about Noilad. So we're talking about a different type of tomorrow in Baramayasa. Dharmayasa Tamarim weren't such a good Tamarim, and there the date stuck to the pit a little bit. So when you finished it, there was still some fruit on the pit, and therefore it's not Muksa Agav the fruit. It's Royu Agav the fruit, and therefore it's not Muksa. So this is not a riot, the story. It's not a riot either way. Omler of Shmuel Bar Chano of Yosef, Rav Yehuda Damasikim Kalim. It's not a question of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds that you're allowed to use regular kalim. That you're allowed to use already on Yontif firewood. Ve'im asikim shivri kalim. You can't use broken pieces. He says, every time I light a full keli, kiven the adik v'porta, once it starts being lit, have the shivri kalim turns to shivri kalim. Chikam ha'apich, when you're turning it over, like, you know, to make sure it lights well, v'surukam ha'apich, you're touching muksa, you're moving muksa. Similar to what we said before. Maisa here, once it burns, it comes out as keli, now it's not allowed. So how are you allowed to do that? So the Gemara, you're right. It's muksa, but Dovah Rav Masta. You have eitzim. Dovah Rav Masta. Rav eitzim shenoshim radekel atan of yomtiv. You have eitzim that fell off the dekel on yomtiv. The loch is that piece of wood that fell off a tree on yomtiv are muksa because the noilad. Till now it was part of a tree, now it became firewood. So what's the eitzim? Rav Masta says marba eitzim hamuchan masikon. You let it be mivatel b'roiv. It's muta do lechatchila. You let it be mivatel b'roiv. It's not a problem. Ain't mivatel lechatchila because the one of shot them off because there was eitzim there already when it fell in, just wasn't off a roiv. So since it was a taruvus already, so then you're allowed to be meisif by isad rabbanon. You're allowed to be meisif and mevatel lechatchila. Balka ponim. So you see that if you put it in, you can throw the shivri kelim into something that has wood already, and even though it's not roiv, you can add afterwards roiv and mevatel it, and then it won't be muksa. Then it will not be muksa. So that's the eitzah. Echadami really starts burning. It's a problem of noilad, but the eitzah is to add to it, and that will mevatel it. So the Gemara Vayta, back to our Mishnah. We're going to have a third shot in the Machlokes, Rav Elazar and Rav Akiva. And this is really a second shot, because the second shot in the Machlokes were regarding Tumah. He's going to stick with Rav's pshat, which was the second pshat, in why it's also the Madlik, Alts Hivuv, because you have to light it first. But he's saying another pshat in the Reish of the Mishnah. We have before that Machlokes was Tumah or Taira. So we said before the Machlokes is Kipul HaBeged, folding a Beged, make it always Beged or not. That was the Bir Machlokes, Rav Eliezer, and Rav Yeshua, Rav Akiva, Rav Nuna has different shot machlekes, and it takes a while to develop it. So let's learn. Rav Huna, Mar Hacha, B'Pacha, is Mishloisha, Shloisha, Skinon. We're talking about a beged that was less than 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, but more than 3 etzpais by 3 etzpais. So it's a very small beged. It's Mekabel Tumah because it's more than 3 etzpais, but it's very small. Now the halacha is, since it's so small, it's not chashiv. There's certain times when even just planning and using it for something, that alone could make it not a beggar anymore. And Makuli Matloni Yashonokan. And the Mishnah is teaching us the inferior kite, if there's a word like that, the inferior part of Matlonias, of small piece of beggar. Va'ozdor Rav Eliezer Tamei, Rav Akiva Tamei, Rav Eliezer Rav Akiva Tamei. And the Gemara is going to explain. Very Gishma. The Tanan just takes a while. The Gemara is going to say a Mishnah, and then say Pshat in the Mishnah, and then we'll go back to Pshat in our Mishnah. The Tanan says the Mishnah in Kalim. Pachos Mishloisha Ashloisha Sheskinu. You have a 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim baged that you mayached it, lepakik bayasa merchitz. You use it to stuff up the merchitz, the water, where the water is coming out, you put it to stuff it up. Or lenar bayasa gdeiru. Or you want to use it to mix the, to pick up the pot, like a mitt. Like an oven mitt. You want to look for an oven mitt. You want to pick up the pot. It's very hot. So you want to use it for that. That's what you want to use a little shmata for. Kaneach v'ez rechaim. You want to wipe down the rechaim. And the Mishnah says, we'll see what this means later on. Bein min ha-muchon, bein in she'im ha-muchon. Either way, it's still tummy. That's what Rav Eliezer holds. Even though I'm using it for malacha bezuya, I'm using it to stuff up merchitz, like they're cleaning the bathroom, or a pot holder, or the kaneach v'ez rechaim. That's it's still tummy. And bein minamucha, bein minamucha. What's that mean? The Rabbi Yasser. Rabbi Shua says the opposite. Shua Yimer, bein minamuchan, bein shlom minamuchan, tar. Sai minamuchan, it's always tar. Because I use it for something buzzy. I set it aside for something that's disgusting. Rabbi Kiva Yimer, it depends. Minamuchan is tame. Shlom minamuchan is tar. Muchan is tame, minamuchan is tar. Now what does this mean? What does mucha mean? So the Gemara explains with Tov Tam Adas. Vama Ula, v'teima Rabbi Archana, Amar Rabbi Yechan. Hakol Moedim, everyone is Moedim. Zorku ba'ashpa divra kol tar. Everyone is moida that if you threw this beged that was less than 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, but more than 3 etzpais by 3 etzpais, divra kol tar. Everyone will agree it's a tar. By the way, the Gemara, the reason why it says it was less than 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, because if more than 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, we saw chashiv, then the malacha bazuya wouldn't make it ois beged. But here is in between 3 tefachim and 3 etzpais. So if you threw it into ashpa, threw it into the garbage, boom, it's tar lekuliyama, divra kol tar. And nicho b'kufsa, you put it away into your closet. The rabbi called Tommy. Everyone agrees that's Tommy. You mean machshav it? What is the machlek? It's like echkul to tali b'magod. You took this little piece and you hung it on a peg. Or shenicho lachari adal. You put it behind the door. So magod is a little better than behind the door. But either way, both of them are better than throwing it into the garbage. So then it's a three-way machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda Savam loizorku la'ashba daiteloi. Since you didn't throw it in the garbage, it's daiteloi and it's k'sidah chashivas beged. And what does it mean? He said, "Bein minamuchan, bein shloim minamuchan." What does that mean? It means bein minamuchan and bein shloim minamuchan. Either way, was saying it's tamei. What does it mean? Mak karlo shloimen amuchon legabe kufsa lav muchonu. He says that tolu b'magid, hang it on a peg or a charedel, that's called shloimen amuchon. So beimen amuchon means you put it into a box. Bein shloimen amuchon, you hung it on a peg or hung it behind your door. Either way, it's tamei. The only way it's tar, you throw in the garbage. That's Rabbi Leah Shita. You know, basically, there's four levels: kufsa, magud, charedelas, and ashpa. He holds the first three levels are all tamei. And when it says Beimen Amuchan, Shloimen Amuchan, it covers those three levels. Beimen Amuchan means Kufsa, and Shloimen Amuchan means something less than Kufsa, which is Talib Magud. Now Rabbi Shua says the opposite. Since you didn't put it into your closet, but too late, but Tali, and Vatalit. So the three levels are all Tahar. Ashba, Charedelas, and Magud. Well, my Karle Muchan, why we call it Muchan? Beimen Amuchan, Beimen Shloimen Amuchan is all Tahar, because Muchan, the Gabi Aspa Muchanu, because behind the Dallas or a Magud is called Muchan. So he's saying, even if it's Muchan, it's still Tahar, because as long as you didn't put it into your closet, it's Tahar. I set it aside for Amlacha Bazuya, it's Tahar. Rabbi Kiva says, no. But Talib Magud, if you hang it on a peg, Savar Kavaliyaz, then it's Tame. Vanicha Charedas, put it behind the door, that's more inferior, Savar Kavishua, Holy Kavishua. And the Gemara says, "V'hodaber Rabbi Kiva legaber der Rabbi Yeshua." And Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah was being chosen and holds a Rabbi Yeshua, and he holds any time I set aside this beggar for something, like making a psila, I'm setting aside a beggar of making a psila, that makes a tar, and that's b'shanah our Mishnah. It's just Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says tamei is Rabbi Yehuda shi'tasai. He holds as long as you're not throwing in the garbage, it is tamei. It still retains the beggar. So even though I set it aside for a wick, it's still tamei. Rabbi Kiva says no. Once you're not putting it in a kufsa, you're not putting it away in the closet, now you're using it for a wick, that makes it tar. And Kamei, he holds a mamzak of Yeshua that in any case, as long as not putting it in a kufsa, it's still tar. How do we know? Hodber Rekivu Gavei Der Yeshua, Mamai, Amarav Melektoni, it says in our Mishnah, Psilas HaBeged. My ear, Tony, Psilas HaBeged, what's the Psilas HaBeged? Why is it Psilas HaBeged? That dying beged who still considered a beged and still. He holds tar. What's pshat? Because as long as he's using it for something bazui, something that's not chashuv, that makes it tahar. And it's a wimashma even if you hang it on a peg, because here it's a beged. It's even better than hanging on a peg. And still, Rabbi Kiva holds that the halacha is that it is the halacha is that it's tahar, and that's pshat. He was chayzabay and holds a Rabbi Yeshua.